the death toll from the earthquake and tsunami in Japan is now expected to go well above 10,000. More aftershocks struck today, and there was a warning of another tsunami, which fortunately turned out quite quickly to have been a false alarm. More and more journalists and TV crews are getting into the devastated zones, and the extent of the damage is simply gigantic. Japan's nuclear crisis has also worsened. A second reactor building exploded today. It was apparently a hydrogen explosion, but it released radioactive material into the air. The wall housing the number 3 reactor at the Fukushima Daiichi atomic power plant collapsed in the explosion, injuring 3 workers. 7 others are missing. It's just 2 days since a similar explosion at the number 1 reactor. We begin our coverage with our correspondent Hayden Cooper in Tokyo. Now, Hayden, you must be seeing more and more pictures coming in from the devastated zones. What are you seeing?
Some of the pictures are quite remarkable. Firstly, of the damage which has been done. Some towns in particular were completely pulverized. And there are stories coming through of some survivors, believe it or not. Some pictures reveal a town, Minami Sanriku, for example, which was totally ruined by the tsunami, except for one building, and the camera shot zooms in to find 2 or 3 people on top of the building with their dogs. So there are some positive stories emerging, but many more negative ones.
Yeah, it has to be said that Minami Sanriku probably had 17,000 people in it.
That's right, and 10,000 or so are still missing. Today, one terrible story coming out of the earthquake zone is that something like 2,000 bodies were found along one particular stretch of coast. So they're the sort of numbers we're dealing with.
And we're talking about 2,000 bodies being found. The numbers of missing are much greater, and it's quite possible that some of them will never be found.
That's right. Look, the official death toll is still somewhere around about 1,500. But I think everyone is fairly resigned to the fact that given there are more than 10,000 people who are still missing, the final figures here will be very disturbing indeed.
And also a lot of pictures coming out today, probably just about for the first time, taken by people with mobile phone cams and things like that at the time. It really is just absolutely terrifying to see, isn't it?
Yes, and it takes a few days for this to emerge, but some of the pictures coming through really just reveal how devastating this tsunami was, and the fact that anyone has been able to survive is really quite incredible.
Now, the nuclear crisis is the sort of second front of all of this, and a lot of people will have seen, again on television, the second big explosion, which is at the number 3 reactor. What are they saying about that?
Well, they seem to be saying that although it did explode, the damage done should not pose a serious threat to human life. Having said that, the very first thing that happened after the explosion was the warning went out to the 600 or so people who had yet to evacuate from this region that they should stay indoors. They're mostly people in hospitals and nursing homes. But soon after, the chief cabinet secretary actually said that firstly, the containment chamber, which protects the actual core in reactor number 3, survived. Which he believes is a very good sign, and similar to the explosion at Reactor 1. So the news, I guess, initially was expected by the government. They said yesterday that there may well be an explosion. Now, though, they say that now that it's happened, the damage could have been a lot worse.
It is now fairly clear that the number 3 reactor is running on a mixture of uranium and plutonium, and it's also fairly clear that there is not a containment area under the number 1 reactor, because it was built before such things existed. Is the government saying anything about those two things?
They're not going into incredible amounts of detail, but it is very clear that this is by no means over. And in fact, before the explosion today, Japan awoke to some more bad news about this plant, and that was that the level of radioactive material being released had again crossed over the limit considered safe. So the news was bad from the start of the day, and then the explosion came to highlight once again just what the authorities are dealing with. After that explosion, the authorities here say that they tested the level of radioactive material to try and determine how damaging it was. They found a small level of 20 microsieverts per hour. Now, the average human person is exposed to something like 1,000 microsieverts per year. So that's why they're saying there's not an immediate or urgent threat to human life.
And there's a story about a U.S. aircraft carrier sailing through the radioactive plume and its helicopters being covered in radioactive particulates.
Yes, I can't confirm that that actually happened, but I have seen reports since suggesting that the American fleet has now moved further offshore in the wake of the explosion. So it would seem to be a natural response, if that did indeed happen, for the fleet to try and move out away from Japan for a short time until it passes.
Thanks, Hayden. Hayden Cooper in Tokyo.